Hello and welcome to another Tabletop Games Blog Saturday review.
Gosh, the tiles were almost like dominoes but square instead of rectangular. They came in a combination of six shapes and six colors. Every time we laid out tiles with the same color but different shapes, the same shape but different colors, you had to connect them to what was already there, but without doubling up on colors or shapes. It quickly became confusing. It was a ride, Quirkle, by Susan McKinley Ross from Mindware. Alright, the intro makes the game sound more confusing than it actually is. Quirkle is really quite quick to learn. There are very few rules. On your turn, you add tiles to those already out in the middle of the table. You need to add them in a straight line, either horizontally or vertically. You either add more tiles of the same color, as long as the shapes aren't already there, or you add tiles of the same shape, as long as you don't double up on the colors. Then you draw up again. That's it. Simple, isn't it? Well, yes it is. The rules anyway. However, as more tiles are on the table, the harder it is to spot a good opportunity to add your own. Every tile is worth 1 point, but you also score the tiles that were already there. So if you add a single tile to a row of three, you score 4 points. Additionally, if you can complete a set of six tiles, all of the same color or shape, called a quirkle, you get an extra 6 points as a bonus. So placing a single tile can score you 12 points, which is immense. Knowing how the scoring works affects how you play. You might decide to keep certain tiles, in the hope that you get more and score a complete set. Of course, the tiles you want either don't come out, or someone else gets the quirkle before you. It's the risk you take. However, you can see what tiles have already been played, and you know that there are three of each tile, so you can gauge how likely it is that the tiles you're after are going to come out. Even though it's a game with very few rules and simple scoring, there is a lot of depth in Quirkle. It's not as deep as chess or similar, but you do need to plan ahead and have a good eye for how best to combine the tiles in front of you to give you the most points. You can even play your tiles in such a way as to block other players. Mind you, you're unlikely to block them completely and can never be sure what tiles other players have anyway. So Quirkle isn't a mean game. The player interaction is more about setting yourself up for the most points than it is about actively preventing others from scoring. The game comes in a lovely cloth bag with big and quite chunky wooden screen printed tiles. They seem very hard wearing and should survive a lot of play. The bag also functions as a way to know who the next player is. The shapes and patterns you create as a player are also quite enthralling. So the game does have quite a table presence. Mind you, the six colors that have been chosen might create some issues for colorblind people. I particularly think purple and blue are quite similar, but depending on what form of colorblindness you have, you may have problems with different colors. Unfortunately, there was no option to double code them in this game because shapes have their own meaning in Quirkle. Teaching the game is really quick and mostly a matter of just starting to play. Playtime is also pretty quick. You should be able to finish a game in under an hour, which makes Quirkle suitable for a fairly wide range of ages. You do need to bring your own pen and paper to keep score. Speaking of keeping score, I think that's the only niggle I have with the game. You either ask everyone to add up their own scores, or you have one player who keeps track of everyone's points. Either way, people have to focus on what tiles they want to play while also tallying up scores. Other than that though, I think Quirkle is the sort of game that is perfect for family gatherings, or for playing with people who aren't much into the hobby. There's enough to keep people busy, while allowing everyone enough brain space to have a chat and enjoy themselves. So, Quirkle away!
Thank you for listening to this Tabletop Games Blog Saturday Review podcast. Please check the description below for links mentioned in this episode, as well as to the written version of this article on the blog. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe, give us some stars or leave a review. Please also tell your friends about me, and if you want to offer financial support, check out my Patreon Ko-fi pages, links to which you'll find in the blog at tabletopgamesblog.com. So thank you again for listening, and I hope to see you again soon.
This podcast was made possible by the generous help of my supporters. Role Patron, Sean Newman. Magic Champion, John Risley. Castle Guards, David Miller and James Naylor. Dice Masters, Alex Bardi, Paul Grogan and Robin Kay. And Shining Lights, Jacob Davis, Gavin Jones, Sarah Reed and Richard Simpson.